The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy went to Thailand over the holidays, a bucket list trip for you.
Without question.
And we got a text from Kennedy about halfway through the trip. It's just like, everything was going great until it wasn't. I am mortified.
Well, I was like, I don't have one story to bring back, was what I was thinking, you know, really. And because nothing out of the ordinary happened to me.
Well, that's good.
You know, like everything was handled. Everybody showed up where they, for the most part. You know,
flights didn't get canceled.
You don't want your vacation to be a National Lampoon's movie.
No, but so one of the things that they had scheduled for me was when I got to Chiang Mai, and it was going to be a Cantonese dinner, and basically this is. Like, I did one of these when I was in Dubai. Like, they took everybody out into the dunes, and then there was this big dinner, and there was, you know, belly dancing, and, you know, it's a bunch of people from different tours that come there. They do this thing once a night. It's a real touristy thing. In fact, the dancing, they say, was invented for tourists. You know, that right. sort of a thing to right. make money, you know. And so, in my head, it was going to be like the one I went to in Dubai that had, like, I don't know, a ton of people at it. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of people. So I dressed up, I put makeup on, like, you know, I hadn't done the whole trip because it was a very active trip and it's really hot there. Mm-hmm. So I show up, my guide comes to pick me up and he's like, oh, hello, as most people do when they see with makeup on. And so we get to this place and it's a lovely place that has this giant space in the backyard, and it's got like a horseshoe table that I would say could fit 35 people,
okay,
maybe more.
Right.
There is one place setting. Now, I think you know how much I do not like being the center of attention. I do not like being in the front row of things unless I'm in school. I do not like it.
You do like being alone, though.
Alone is the key word. Now, I need you to...
If there's a whole team of belly dancers in her house, she might feel differently.
So I walk in, and it's just my... And I look at my guide, and I say, please tell me at least you're going to sit and eat with me.
Right.
If they didn't pay for it, I will pay for it for you.
Are we early? One of the other guests arriving?
So as you walk in, there are four musicians on a platform playing traditional Thai music. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say somebody, God, thank you.
Every time they finish a song, you just hear one lone.
Yeah, Dan, we're going to get to that. So they're playing, and then I go to sit, and I am mortified. I can feel me starting to panic. I can feel the anxiety getting really high. And I look at the guy, my guide, who I had just met, you know, the night before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is happening? And I'm like, I don't know. They booked you a private thing. I'm like, who's they? Because in my itinerary, it did not say private. It said, you know, this would be a thing. So then the owners come out.
So this is a house or a restaurant?
Most people in Thailand live where they work.
Okay.
Most people in Thailand live above their place of business.
Sure. Happens here too, right?
So,
do they think you're like a famous person or
yes.
some business tycoon?
Yes. Yes.
Who's by herself?
Yes. So they come out and they're like, we've never had a private show before. We are so excited to have you here. Like... And I'm looking at my...
Did you...
Well, no!
Did you say, like, do you know why I'm famous?
I'm not famous. I said, no! I just nodded and smiled because they looked so overjoyed and happy to be doing this.
They've seen your movies.
Yeah, so they're in the kitchen like, what is she the heiress of?
Right.
So they... So,
is she a Broadway star?
I sit down and I'm like, I ask my guide, I'm like, would you please sit with me? This is very uncomfortable for me. And again, anxiety and such are things that are not really spoken of in that culture. Thankfully, this guide was a younger kid and he kind of understood. But, well, then the dancing starts. And these four women dressed in traditional Thai outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and do the first of five different dances.
Oh my gosh.
For me and me alone. Now, I'm sitting there with this gigantic plate of food because I'm the only one. And they're dancing, doing their dances. And I would look up and look at one of them. And as soon as I looked at them, their eyes would go somewhere else. And then I would, then they would look at me and I would look somewhere
else. Yeah, because normally if you're in a room with, say, 30 other people.
You can look over everyone's head.
Right. Everybody's, you're engaging, you're having conversation, you're talking about, oh, isn't this great? Is, you're like, all of that. But instead.
So literally every time a dance is done, every time music is done, I'm applauding. I am like Taylor Swift at the Grammys. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, you guys, it's so beautiful. The food is amazing. I am literally Taylor Swift at the Grammy Awards.
Alone.
When I'm looking them in the eye, I'm getting the feeling like some of you might not understand this, but that awkward vibe when you're at the club, that certain kind of club, and you're getting a kind of a dance and you don't want to look at them. They don't look at you right. And it feels very weird. That's how it felt.
And then you catch eyes.
And then after the last dance, then they come up to the table as they're doing their dance. That's part of the dance, is to come up close to the table. And I'm like, am I supposed to be tipping? Am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing now?
It's not that kind of club.
This is tourism. I tip everybody. But like, I was out of my mind. And at one point, one of them seemed to go off script and just started vibing with me.
Oh.
And I'm like,
And you're like, I'm not in a very vibey mood. I'm very nervous.
Like, do they come around to your chair?
And then they say, come dance with us.
Oh, no.
Would you like to see the video?
There's video?
Yep.
No.
I didn't post any of this because I wanted to save it for today.
No. Okay. But hold it there. We're going to go to break. We're going to watch the video.
It has no sound, so you're going to have to give your opinions.
Okay.
But
and then, can you
when
post
I tell
it?
You I started throwing money like I was a rapper at a strip club. Because I just didn't know what else to do. And I was so uncomfortable that these four musicians, these four dancers, took time out of their day to come and play for me. When I tell you the sweat, and they didn't have any alcohol.
Oh, you talked
when
to your,
I asked for a drink, they looked at me like I was insane.
You talked to your travel agent after this?
No.
617-931-1234. Mortified.
Mortified.
Kennedy.
Just mortified.
I'm just trying to think what I would have done in that situation.
The same thing I did. You would have smiled and laughed and clapped and tipped and thanked and then said, get me the out of here as fast as you can.
I feel like all you can do is own it at that point. Like, you're in it.
Right.
You're there. You're the only one.
You just had to roll.
You just got
to
own it.
I just had to roll.
I would have been like, yeah, I'll get up on the table.
All right.
Yes, Dan, yes.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.